When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Charlie Baker.
And Andy Jacobs.
And this is the H&J Daily. No Paul today. It was me and Andy. And we had a lovely afternoon,
Andy, didn't we? Nice.
It was really nice. We had a Paddy's Challenge.
Yep.
And we had a lot of chat about all sorts of different things.
Oh, Fletch was really winding you up, wasn't he?
He was really going on about Woking, as always, which, you know, I don't care about Woking.
Nobody does.
Even when we were playing Woking, I don't care about Woking.
Well, people,
so I don't know why he thinks it's such a big
Woking
thing. And who else did we speak to? We spoke to, I'm trying to remember who we were putting in.
Paul Watson. Thank you very much, John.
Thank you, John. There we are, the producer, doing his job there.
He can remember.
Paul Watson, who's the author and the host of the podcast. It's always fun. Here it is. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Andy.
Oh, good afternoon, Charlie. Good afternoon, everyone. And it's funny, all this discussion about whether it's a Mickey Mouse trophy and everything. I think it should be held at Disneyland.
That'd be lovely, wouldn't it? I think any trophy you can win as a football club, as a group of fans,
of
any trophy.
No, for you, for your fans, for your team, it's a big, big thing. There's no question about that. But it is funny, though. I mean, Laura Woods on Breakfast this morning saying, a lot of people want to see West Ham lift silverware, though I don't. I'm a football fan. I support another team in London. I can't imagine anybody. If Chelsea are in the final, I can't imagine any West Ham fan would want Chelsea to win. They wouldn't.
You know, is that a particular London thing? Do you think other clubs just don't want West Ham to win anything, or is that a Derby Day thing?
Yeah, I think it's a London thing. I don't know this. I mean, you'd have to ask people from Manchester and Liverpool whether they care whether West Ham win or not. I mean, the thing is, when it started, this was it's called the Conference League for a reason. It's like the conference.
Yeah.
That's it. It's a competition between the seventh best teams in Europe.
Yeah.
You know, why not have one for the 10th best teams, a new one?
Like that'd
be
nice.
The Europa Ryman's League final. You know, it is a bit ridiculous. But look, you know, they're in the final and they want to win it.
If Chelsea were in the final, I'd want them to win it. You'd want them to win it.
Yeah,
would you go? Would you have gone to Prague to watch Chelsea in the final, Andy?
Yeah, I suppose I would.
It's a nice city, isn't it?
I mean, Martin Samuel in the Times today, he's written, a Mickey Mouse Cup, only if you're a footballing snob. You think, yeah, you're a West Ham fan. If it was Tottenham, you'd be going, what a Mickey Mouse Cup this is. He would. So let's be honest.
In Prague, on that bridge, the Charles Bridge in Prague, it's one of those places where people put like padlocks, that sort of thing.
I've never been.
Never been? Oh, it's a very nice place. And there's also a statue, one of those statues where a certain part of the anatomy of the person is shinier on the statue.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Than it's not like no, Greyfriar Bobby's nose.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
But it's not her nose that is shinier. When did you rub a statue? That's a good one. 8-10-89.
That's not a cool
what it is? What have you rubbed for luck? What a great cool subject that is, Andy. We'll do that. What have you rubbed for luck?
Well,
I absolutely love that.
Within reason, obviously.
Exactly. I watched Alan Carr's Changing Ends last night.
Very good.
It's good, isn't it?
Very entertaining. And it's got a lot for football fans in too, because so much of it is about his dad, who was the manager of Northampton Town. So
Graham Carr, of course.
Yeah,
it's funny,
and the guy who plays young Alan is brilliant.
Oh, fantastic. Really, really funny script. I was watching it thinking, if I was a Cobblers fan watching this, I reckon I'd be going, that's not the right kid.
Yeah, we all do.
Or that's not even the home end.
It feels quite accurate, but you know, obviously it's comedic effect.
So I thought we'd also do today, Andy, on 81089 or 03717223344, when did you watch something with your team in it and thought, that is not accurate? Yeah. That is absolutely not accurate. We'll take your stories on those as well, won't we? 81089 on the text
now
for that.
This time of year, of course, it's... not that there's no sport, but there's no real football. There's a final tonight, but it's intermittent and the season's ended. And so, you know, I don't watch as much sport as I would do during the season, but but there was I had about an hour last night, so I thought, okay, I'll go and watch a bit of sport. And I happened upon the French Open tennis.
Ah, lovely, yes.
Which is not my favourite sport, as the listeners know. But I must say, I was interested to watch Alcaraz, because he's the coming young thing, and he is a fabulous player. But he's so irritating. He gets four balls for every serve. He looks at two of them and then gives two of them back to the ball. What do you think? Oh, for goodness sake, they're just tennis balls, mate. It's ridiculous.
Well, he's looking for the one that's fluffiest.
And he's a real grunter.
Is he?
Yes, but he's not as bad as this person. Michelle Larcher de Brito. He's great.
It's like fireworks.
Yeah. She stops, isn't she?
Do you think that makes the ball go?
I'd be happy for that to run right through the whole show.
Just constantly in the background. What's her name?
Michelle Larcher de Brito.
Oh,
I think,
nice.
Or Larcher Brito. No, de Brito, I think it is.
Oh, yeah.
Then I watched.
Is that your ringtone? Is that why you've still got it?
That's a good idea. I watched a bit of the IndyCar from Detroit and got surprisingly lost in it. I thought it was quite exciting.
IndyCar in Detroit,
it was quite exciting. It was the highlight.
Is that the oval?
And then
the
1929 Cup Final on Pathé. Honestly, getting desperate.
Really needed to watch something, didn't you, Andy?
I did think that Abide With Me in 1929 was a lot. Thank you. Thank you, Michelle. I did think the Abide With Me in 1929 was a lot better than Saturday's. Saturday was a real... I love that moment in the Cup Final. It was really... It was like a cacophony of... You could hardly hear the singer. It was the band. It was really awful. You couldn't hear the crowd singing. I thought, why don't you just take a really great moment and ruin it completely?
Didn't enjoy that bit, no.
I didn't.
Don't know, that was a real shame. And we've had a few already coming in. As a West Ham fan, it pains me to watch Green Street, knowing the game at the beginning of Green Street against Birmingham is actually against Gillingham.
Oh, no.
That's Tom from Sittingbourne there. He's
bad, Tom,
sitting watching the aggressive film Green
Street.
Good luck
tonight, Tom. I know it means a lot to you. So
exactly. And, of course, we were asking what you rub for luck. Kissing the Blarney Stone in Cork. Rumour has it Irish people... I can't say the word, wee on it every night for unsuspecting English folk to kiss for luck. Is this true?
I bet it is.
This is Adam, the Bradford City fan. Have you ever weed on the Blarney Stone? What is our Cork listenership? Do we know? there we are.
I have no idea.
Very nice.
Chesney Hawkes.
Yes.
He was on Breakfast this morning. He was on good form. Yeah. And he has said he's struggling to get a ticket, but he will pay for a ticket if required. I thought, that's nice. He wanted two, but he got the only one. And only
I was thinking, when are we going to get there? When are we going to get to
Wait
the one?
Wait till tomorrow.
How is he going to get there? To it? It's unbelievable.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
West Ham United are in the final.
This is the biggest moment.
This, no time for the dreams to fade and die.
It's not pinnacle, is it? Let's be honest. It really isn't, you know. It's ridiculous. It's a competition for seventh place teams.
We're trying to hype it up, Andy. The Europa Conference League final is tonight, presented by Adrian Durham, commentary from Sam Matterface and former West Ham striker Dean Ashton. West Ham versus Fiorentina, 8 o'clock kickoff. It's going to be great, Andy. I mean, Steve, the Barnsley fan, he doesn't care either. Good afternoon, chaps. As a Barnsley fan, I couldn't care less who wins tonight. I only care for what my club does. There we are, you were saying.
Well, that's fair enough.
You know, and Chris, the Millwall fan, says, I hope they get stuffed. That's fun, isn't it? But that's football fans, and a great football fan is, of course, Ian the Moose Abrahams.
He's a great West Ham fan.
He likes Boreham Wood as well. He's always banging on about Boreham Wood. Let's ask him.
He can't stop texting me if West Ham are beating Chelsea, honestly. I'll have to get him tonight if Fiorentina are winning.
Last I heard, he was in Nuremberg. Let's find out where he is now. Hello, the Moose. How are you?
I'm all right, Charlie. And Andy, you are a disgrace. You are a disgrace. I wasn't going to do this. I'm in such a good mood today. I wasn't going to go down this route. But as you've just said that in the introduction. Yeah, so go on then. What European final are Chelsea in this year?
And how many times have West Ham won the Champions League? We're going to go and do that.
We're going to do that
nonsense.
And have you ever won the National League South? No.
Medals on the table. Listen, you should...
It's great for West Ham fans. I'm not saying it isn't.
Exactly. I'm in Prague, by the way.
Oh, congratulations.
Really nice. It's a nice afternoon. I made it here. Do you want to hear about...
Where did you stay the night?
the same night in Nuremberg, like I said.
In a hotel or?
Yeah, some friends of mine.
Okay.
Gary, Donna and John Joe, their son. And I actually made some friends. I mean, I can't believe this. This is just unreal.
Only like Gary Donna, because it sounds like a food.
Dave and Shane are my mates. And
come on, you Irons, this is massive.
There he is. Come on, you Irons. Which one was massive?
That's the point. It's not.
Which one was massive?
It's anyway, massive for West Ham fans, but it's not massive for everybody else.
They were staying in a hotel, and they had a spare room in the hotel, so I stayed there. And tonight, I'm probably going to spend a couple of hours kipping on Dave's floor before I start my journey back. Yeah. In the early hours of the morning to try and get on make my ferry.
So I know you're a great traveller, Moose. So what did you go out and eat? Did you find something local in Nuremberg to eat? Some of the local schnitzel or something?
I don't eat foreign food when I'm abroad. Oh. You know that. I'm having lunch now, and it's burger and chips.
Of course it is.
Lovely.
Of course it is.
Where does that come from, though? It's American food. That's foreign food.
Not really. Anyway, let's gloss over that little. Anyway, doesn't really matter. No, I mean the whole point is that I arrived in Nuremberg about 10:30 last night. I mean, driven for what seemed like 15 years, and I decided that I would just literally crash out and go to bed. So that's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
Got up bright and breezy this morning and finished off the 3 and a bit hours back down to Prague. It was fairly easy, and as I say now, I'm just about to go in the square and sample the atmosphere and then go to the stadium for the game.
It is important for West Ham's season, this, because if they win this tonight, they've had a great season. If they don't, then they've not had a great season at all, have they? They were in a very poor Premier League season. They finished even below us, and we were pathetic. So, you know, it's not been a great season for West Ham. But if they win it tonight, that's a chance to make the season.
It's a chance to make the season, 100%. I don't think that you can say West Ham have had a great season, yes or no, on the basis of one 90-minute game of football. I think West Ham had a great season just by getting to a European final, their first one in more than a generation, probably two generations. So, you know, I think in getting here, it's been fantastic. Mm. But you want to obviously then go on and win the thing. I mean, you know, to see Declan Rice tonight, hopefully, in that stadium, lifting silverware above his head, only the third West Ham captain ever to lift a bit of silverware above his head after the great late great Bobby Moore and Billy Bonds, would just be incredible, and a great, obviously, fit, you know, send off to him. He's obviously, it's his last game for the club. So, no, I mean, it's going to be great tonight. And I want to go there not with nerves, I want to go there with excitement, because I am excited. You know, it's not often I see a chance for West Ham to actually pick up some silverware, hasn't that?
But there's a whole generation of fans who've never seen that, Moose.
No, of course. I've said many times on this run, you know, whenever I go to the London Stadium, I was lucky. I was there in 1980. My uncle took me to the game in 1980 when West Ham beat Arsenal. But I would say probably 60% of the people that go week in, week out to the London Stadium, they've never, ever seen West Ham win a trophy, ever. So, you know, it's absolutely incredible to think tonight. And the only shame is there are so many, absolutely thousands of West Ham fans without tickets. I mean, that's the only shame of this tonight, is that this is being played, you may as well play it in Andy Jacobs' back garden. That's bigger than
the garden, actually. But the thing is, UEFA are a bit silly, aren't they? Because they've done this tournament in the idea for seventh place teams. And what do they think? You know, they must realise that the Premier League and the Serie A are going to provide generally the finalists, and they're going to be big clubs. Yeah. You know, Fiorentina and West Ham are big clubs, whatever you think, and, you know, with big support. It's absolutely bonkers to put it in this stadium.
Absolutely. And I'll add to that the fact that, don't forget that those teams that are in the Europa League then drop down to the conference, you know, at the Christmas stage when they get knocked out of the Europa League, they drop down to the Conference League. So you could even get the Europa League teams reaching the final. I mean, last year, Rome were in the final. So, yeah, I mean, they need to look at it. If people want, you know, like you are being cynical about it, to stop people being cynical, they need to put it in a stadium whereby as many people as possible can go, and hopefully in future. But we won't help the thousands who are here tonight, even the fan.
What's the atmosphere like amongst all the fans then, Moose?
The ones that I've been around, absolutely brilliant. I mean, just really looking forward to it. I mean, everybody seems to be completely racked by nerves. I'm not. I'm quite confident.
Okay.
Really looking forward to it. But everyone's completely racked with nerves about it because, as I say, this doesn't happen very often. Mm. You know, on average, it happens to West Ham getting to a final every 20 odd years. So I'll be nearly 80 next time West Ham get to a final.
What would be the most West Ham thing to happen tonight?
The most West Ham thing to happen tonight would be to take the lead, look like they're going to win the game,
yeah.
Then to concede a City equaliser, someone gets sent off and a winning goal for the opposition be an own goal. That would be the most West Ham thing.
Well, we'll see.
Lloyd in
But that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen because, you know, Luke, this is an omen, right? As I drove into Prague, I swear you not, it's on my social media. I got my friend Dave was in the passenger seat that I picked up in Nuremberg. Not literally picked up, obviously, but, you know, picked him up in Nuremberg.
Oh, yeah. We know what I meant.
And as I said, you've got to take a picture of that building because on top of the building, it was obviously the building was called Paqueta. That is a sign.
You think that's a
it's
sign?
It's a sign that Lucas Paqueta is going to be a hero tonight. For
first goal scorer.
There's already a building in Prague named after him.
Well, Moose, I hope you have a really nice evening. Why don't you go and try some? Just go and try some Czech. Sauerkraut.
Paqueta, he's right. That's amazing.
Do you have sauerkraut? Is that a Czech?
No.
Czech, is it?
Is it Czech?
I'll probably have a pizza. The greatest thing that I can take to the stadium, if you could do this for me, is for you two now very quickly to go. Come on, you Irons. Come on, you Irons.
I don't think Andy's going to do that. Come on, you goals. Oh, I can't say it. It just came out as goals. I do apologise. Moose, have a very safe and brilliant night, and I hope you win.
Thank you very much. I've always liked you, Charlie.
Thanks.
I look forward to celebrating in Florence with my compatriots.
Ken from Norwich has been in touch. I'm a Chelsea fan and I hope West Ham and Man City both get hammered this week.
There you go.
And Lloyd in Paignton has been in touch. I was undecided, but I'll now be on the Chianti because of Moose.
That's brilliant.
Thank you, Lloyd, for getting into us.
But it gives you a bit of interest in the game, yeah. You know, so it's a bit of fun.
A bit of needle.
So that's if West Ham win, they'll rightly enjoy it and love it and, you know, they'll never let us forget it, but that's fair enough. There's a headline, funnily enough, from the Cup Winners' Cup final in the Sun today. The Sun did a 16-page pullout on this game, which I thought was quite impressive, actually. And look at the headline there. It looks like... It's about Alan Seeley, but the headline says, local lad AI was the perfect hero.
Everything's being replaced. Everything's replaced. ChatGPT up front.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Yeah, Charlie Baker and Andy Jacobs with you through till four. Smith is getting in, Andy, isn't he, at the cricket?
Yes.
I think the ball's lost its shine. There's less swing in the air. I'm trying to just do it down.
Conditions are perfect for batting. And, yes. And Jadeja's on, so yeah.
Exactly, absolutely. I've been asking what you touch for luck. Because if you're in Prague, if you're a West Ham fan and you're in Prague, go to the Charles Bridge. There's some, I can't remember what it is. I'm going to have to Google it. There's something to touch. Maybe someone can text me, 81089, what it is you touch on the Charles Bridge.
What about if your name is Charles Bridge?
Imagine that. If your name is Charles Bridge, give us a ring. Ollie in Ashford, he rubs his goalkeeper gloves together and then I rub each side of the post and then the bar. Not sure why, but I did it one game when I was a teenager and I've carried on and I'm 35.
That's good. Those sort of gloves, though, it's quite hard to run.
Sticky gloves, aren't they? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Did you see the Fiorentina manager, Vincenzo Italiano? We were talking about the fact he's got the most Italian name ever.
It's like a made-up name, isn't it?
He was born in Germany.
No.
How does that work?
Well, there we are. To Italian parents, I'm assuming.
I presume so, yeah.
Yeah, but they've given him the most Italian name they can possibly think of.
I felt, I don't know if you saw yesterday the singer, the girl from Ipanema singer.
Yes.
Astrid Gilberto, who died at the age of about 83, 84. She only earned 120 quid from that song.
It was a session, was it?
Session fee, that was it.
Session fee.
It's a bit harsh, isn't
it? There we are, yeah. I mean, and the version I know is, I think it's Julie London's version. Or is that Fly Me to the Moon?
I don't think that's
Fly Me to the Moon.
No, you can hear it's on Spotify. You can get the Astrid Gilberto version.
She only got 120. Yeah, but she'll have toured round. She'll have got all the live work out of it. Andy, yeah, won't she? Yeah. You know, they've been absolutely
fine. You can definitely tell, though, somebody who works at TalkSport, like myself, because I was looking at the court circular, the forthcoming marriages. Mr. OPO Boats is marrying Miss LPN Van Strider. I was thinking, LPN Vans, they sound good. I can't get them.
It's 10% off rentals. LPN Vans, very nice, yeah. I was also asking, when you watch something and you thought, that's not quite right, that's the wrong kit, or that's the wrong you know, badge they've got on. Yeah. I was at an amateur production, Steve in Leeds, I was at an amateur production of Sunshine on Leith a couple of weeks ago, which is the Proclaimers musical. Mm. Andy, have you ever seen the film?
I haven't seen it. I know what it is. Yeah.
Good fun.
I
like the scene in the pub, they're watching Hibs on TV. The commentary came on saying they were playing Aberdeen and the match was actually Hibs v Hearts. It pops the bubble.
It does. And how difficult is it to get a Hibs versus Aberdeen game?
To get the actual one.
Yeah, it's just lazy, isn't it, really?
It is lazy. It is very lazy indeed.
I haven't seen it, but our newsreader, Ben Fletcher, was talking about it earlier. Before the show started, the Sky News coverage of Prince Harry's court case.
Oh, yeah.
They're basically using an actor who sort of looks like, I don't know, he looks more like Alex McLeish than me. But anyway.
Like a Stars in Their Eyes,
Alex
Harry.
McLeish, yeah. And to sort of just mouth or say the words that Harry had said in court. As if you couldn't work that out from somebody saying this is what he said in court. It's, honestly,
didn't they do that once with the Tyson fight? Someone didn't have the rights to the Tyson. They got two blokes to stand and they'll go, and it was like, you know, a jab to the a left hand. I'm sure that happened. Have I dreamt that? Someone can tell me. Have I dreamt that on 8-10-89? A left hand jab and there he is, you know. And here's one more rub for luck. I used to play rugby with a conker in my boot. Started in youth rugby, but carried on to through semi-pro career. Conker in his boot. Confused the physio when I broke my ankle and they had to cut my boot off. That's Mensa, the Wolves fan, thank you very much. Let us know, what do you rub for luck? Got any more bits, Sandy?
Well,
got anything
are
else
you,
for
are you
us?
A Taylor Swift fan?
I love Taylor Swift, actually.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I can't shake it off.
But you're not a you're not a Swiftie. You know about these people. Massive fans, because she's a bit of an oversharer, I think. So these massive fans, I was reading about them this morning, they're not happy with the blokes that she's been going out with. So they kind of disapprove.
Oh, really?
Imagine spending your life doing that.
Didn't they try and sue her? Haven't they tried to unionise? I read the other day the Swifties have tried to unionise so that they've got...
Get your own life.
Because they're like, we've had so much influence on how famous that Taylor Swift has got. Mm. I think she's brilliant. Absolutely.
But I love it when the tabloids... She's described as the anti-hero singer.
Oh, yes.
And the bloke she was going out with, he's the O. Caroline singer.
Oh, yes.
Because they can't say their names more than once.
No, of course, there we are. Yeah, the anti-hero, that's a good song. Do you like that, Andy?
I don't really
do you ever
know
feel
that.
Like...
I'm not aware of that
I think
that
it'd
one.
Be up your street, that one.
Would it?
Yeah. It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. Have you never heard that song,
no,
Andy?
Can't
it could
say
be
I
good.
Am.
Good theme tune for you.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
You know, I said a minute ago they recreated a a boxing match, and it was someone saying, and he's and it was a left jab to the jaw and a right uppercut, and they would have two actors doing it. It did happen. Dash has been in touch. It was on live TV, which used to be the home of topless darts.
Well, of course we had a connection with the old regime.
And it was Bruno Tyson. They didn't have the rights, so they just got two actors to do it.
It doesn't surprise me.
I like it very much. Yes. And that's something that might interest our next guest. It is Paul Watson, author and host of the Sweeper podcast. Good afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon. How are you guys?
I'm very well, thank you. Very well indeed. Can you remember that? Is that in your memory bank at all, when live TV got two actors because they didn't have the rights to Bruno Tyson to stand and pretend to do it?
I do remember live TV. I feel like this was in the kind of era, that kind of time when England played San Marino and San Marino scored first. It was that kind of era, wasn't it?
Yeah, what a good after 9 seconds.
Maybe a bit later than that, but anyway, let's get on to the important matters. Wacky stories from the world of football.
Yes, that's it. That's what we've got.
Sweeper podcast.
What is the Phoenix Cup? Phoenix Cup, Phoenix Cup.
Well, yeah, it's interesting you ask. So while we're captivated by West Ham's attempts to get European glory, but the Phoenix Cup is basically a European tournament for semi-pro clubs that are either fan-owned or sort of have a ethos connection with their fans. Okay. So it's kind of a Champions League of non-league teams. So it's an amazing event, and it's going on. It's reached the semi-final stage, and that's taking place in Milan. And the final will take place at the San Siro. So it's a pretty amazing event. And FC United and Manchester are the reigning champions, are still in it in the semi-finals and taking on Skjold, who I can't tell you that I know a lot about Skjold.
Where are they from? They sound Norwegian. I think so.
Yeah, sorry, I should know that.
How are you spelling Skjold?
Yes, how's anyone spelling it? S-K-J-O-L-D. But probably with one of those O's with a line through it, but I wouldn't be sure about it. But yeah, you know, it's got these amazing teams like Brera FC, who I do know about, who are a team from Milan or around Milan in the Brera region. And they're, I think, seventh tier in Italy, but they're very kind of cool up-and-coming team that are trying like interesting things. Like, for example, they've got a team in Tanzania that they run, like Brera FC Tanzania. And I think maybe one in Mozambique as well. So it's basically this collection of really interesting clubs in non-league football. And there's a bit of English interest because the San Siro's days may be numbered, but FC United and Manchester will be hopefully in there for the final, which would be exciting.
Yeah, it sounds good. Now, a few years back, I remember this story and I remember it with you. When you were involved with Mongolian football, there was a player, wasn't there, who got scammed by football agents, and the TalkSport listeners helped him, didn't they? Remind us of the whole story.
Yeah, so the kid was called Ochiro, and he was one of our keenest, youngest players. He used to train in a hall on his own before we discovered him at his school in about minus 10 degrees every morning. He'd just kick a ball on his own. We put him into our team. Brilliant, brilliant young player. He absolutely idolised Wayne Rooney. And lives in a yurt outside Ulaanbaatar and would watch every Manchester United game with the fan club at like 3 a.m. in Mongolia. Lovely kid. Got scammed by an agent who said he could take him to Los Angeles Galaxy and basically steadily took him for sums of money that, being Mongolian, yeah, he didn't necessarily have the most fluent English, couldn't quite understand that these contracts weren't real. And basically they almost lost their house, their yurt. They almost lost everything they owned. And luckily we came on the show and talked about this it must be a few years back now, and listeners really kindly phoned in and helped us crowdfund to refund him. And it basically saved his family's life, really. They were about to lose everything, but we refunded him. And he's, you know, gone on and continued playing football, loves his football, but he's got this crazy idea that he's going to come to a game at Old Trafford because, you know, Man United fan his whole life, never seen him play live. But he's not just going to do it by flying there. He's going to go from Ulaanbaatar to Old Trafford on a bike.
Really?
Yeah, he's currently in China, so he's getting somewhere. And he estimates it's going to take him till December, but he will arrive if you know, as long as he can keep going, he'll arrive at Old Trafford in December. And he's hoping someone maybe can arrange for someone at the club to let him in.
He still won't be the only United fan or coming from a distance. There'll be somebody coming from either. But actually, I think the club, when they hear about this, will probably do something. I would imagine they'll give well, I don't know if they'll give him a ticket. I can't speak for them. But you'd imagine somebody in their PR department will get hold of it and make him welcome.
This sounds like you've had a lot of influence on him here, Paul. This sounds like a very you thing to do, I think.
Yeah, I guess. I hate to think that he's going to end up sort of stranded in the wilds of Kazakhstan and it'll all be my fault. But no, if he does get to Manchester, I'd like to think the club will give him a warm welcome. There's not many fans that will have cycled, what, I don't know how many kilometres that must be. It's going to be in the thousands. It's going to be 8,000 maybe kilometres.
And it'll be hammering, isn't it? It survives. Anyway, we should come on to this final story, which sounds brilliant, actually. It's you're calling it the worst ever Man of the Match award. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we became aware that in Belarus, a goalkeeper for a team called Belshina Bobrusk was given a block of cheese as his Man of the Match award.
Nice.
So there's this amazing picture of him, this guy, Alexei Karitonovich. He posed with this picture of cheese, looking about as excited as you'd look to be given a hunk of cheese. He looked absolutely gutted. We also later learned that his club had just been done for match fixing. So maybe it's something more to do with that. But it reminded me of some other awful Man of the Match awards I've seen. So I remember seeing that the Greenland Futsal Championships, the winner of the best player at that was given a pair of boxer shorts. He looked thoroughly, they looked not the greatest pair, I'll admit, as well. They weren't like particularly pristine. So he looked miserable.
Yeah.
So we turned this question out to people that listen to the Sweeper Pod and said, what other terrible Man of the Match awards can you remember? And thanks to Mike Laybourne, he found some brilliant ones. So Mamelodi Sundowns in South Africa gave Man of the Match a 5G SIM card because it was sponsored by a mobile phone provider. So you've got this photo of him with a tiny little SIM card.
Yeah, that's not big enough, is it? No,
The winner, though, I think, outright, is Polish side Górnik Zabrze gave their Man of the Match a live chicken.
Really? Nice.
Nice.
What were they expected to do with it?
Well, I know. Isn't this one of those ones where it's sort of a bit of a curse rather than a blessing, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't really want to go in
now
with
I've got a chicken to look after. It's like if you win a goldfish at the fair.
If it lays eggs, if it was a hen,
that's
it could
true.
Be useful.
Yeah, it could be.
I'd love to see Jeff Shreves presenting Erling Haaland with a wheel of double Gloucester.
What cheese was it? Do you know what cheese it
well,
was?
Well, we didn't. We tried to dig in a bit. I think it was localish cheese. So if we've got any Belarusian cheese experts, I'd love to know what they think it might be. But yeah, he looks to be impressed. And I think there are lots of these around, so I'd love to hear more. If people can get in touch with what they've seen being presented as Man of the Match awards, there are some absolute shockers.
That's
brilliant,
good, actually, yeah.
Where can we find the Sweeper podcast? Everywhere you get a podcast, I'm assuming. That's sort of where you get every podcast now, isn't it?
It is pretty much everywhere. Yeah. So you can find us on Twitter at SweeperPod. I'm at Paul_C_ Watson. We're on all the podcast apps. We've got a kind of retro looking blue logo. Yeah. Do find us with the Sweeper Pod. And we are talking about all sorts of things such as live chickens and Belarusian cheese.
And a lot of Mongolian football on your Twitter feed, which I always enjoy.
There is a little bit of Mongolian football going on. Yeah, I'll get involved in a bit of that. And some Mongolia versus Vanuatu, I'll probably be covering that a little bit next week.
Brilliant.
Thanks
for joining us, Paul. Really appreciate it.
Lovely. Thanks, guys.
And Ivan, the Belarusian cheesemonger, is on line one.
Yeah, he's about here to tell us. It's a sort of goat cheese with a massive curd on the top. Big, thick curd on the top.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Says here, hand over to Woking's fan, Ben Fletcher.
Absolutely right. In Paddy's Challenge, he'll each be asked three multiple choice questions, usually posed by the voice of Paddy Power, Mr. Alistair McGowan, but he's unavailable this week.
No.
That's a change.
No.
So I'll be doing the honours. The winner will be the player that scores the most points. In the event of a tie, you'll both win the chance to raise some cash for your charities. Last time we played, Paul won and backed the Europa League final between Sevilla and Roma to end goalless at full time. On the night, the full time score was one apiece, and Sevilla went on to win 4-1 on penalties. No win there, but let's see if we can raise some more charity
cash.
Right,
it was a draw in 90 minutes.
He should have gone for that. So let's see if we can raise some more charity cash in this week's Paddy's Challenge. The virtual coin toss has gone ahead off air. In deeply speculative conditions, but I can confirm that Charlie will be going first on this occasion. And so if you are ready, here comes your first question.
Thank you, Ben.
Karim Benzema's final appearance for Real Madrid was a record breaker as he scored a vital equaliser in the 72nd minute and passed Cristiano Ronaldo's club record of goals scored versus Atletico Madrid. What is the new record? A, 16 goals. B, 17 goals. or C, 18 goals?
18 goals.
Good one.
That is absolutely right. Charlie. That's the same number of goals you lot conceded against Chesterfield, if I'm not mistaken. Non-league banter. Hashtag National League South. Andy, question one. A bizarre but hilarious incident occurred during Fiorentina's trip to rival Sassuolo last Saturday as a supporter caught what unlikely item in the stands? Caught what unlikely item in the stands? A, a cat, B, a dog, or C, a fish?
I've absolutely no idea. I'll go cat.
Oh dear.
It was a fish. Sassuolo's pitch famously has a moat in front of the visiting supporters to prevent them from rushing onto the pitch. Populated by a number of live fish, away fans tend to make a habit of trying
piranhas?
To catch them during games.
Worse than Ken Bates and his buff wife.
Well, absolutely right. So, Charlie, good news for you. Yes. Andy's missed his first shot, as it were, so you'll have an opportunity to really take control here with question two. Rafa Nadal's record for French Open quarterfinal appearances was broken last Sunday by Novak Djokovic. Mm. How many times has the Serbian star now reached this stage? A, 17 times, B, 18 times, or C, 19 times.
Oh, tight numbers, isn't it? It's never. Give
what's the point?
They're having a laugh
point
down really, on 10, aren't they?
18 times.
Oof. I'm afraid the correct answer was 17 times.
Who knew?
17, one out. 17 wins in Conference South next season. I'd have thought so.
Yeah, I reckon.
You've got to be favourites, haven't you? Yeah. It'd be embarrassing if Yeovil won the title, wouldn't it?
They're not in
or
no
Chippenham.
Way.
Don't want
to.
They're nowhere near it.
Barnstaple Town.
We're going to walk the league.
We'll see. Andy, question two, all to play for now.
Woking on the way through.
Ilkay Gundogan, maybe in the FA Cup if you're lucky. Ilkay Gundogan's stunning second. Oh, no, we're quite good against you in that competition. Anyway, I will get this second question out. Ilkay Gundogan's stunning 12th second strike in last Saturday's FA Cup final was the fastest ever, eclipsing Louis Saha's 25th second goal for Everton against Chelsea. In which year? Was it A, 2008, B, 2009, or C, 2010?
I was at the game, and it's so difficult with these things. I think it was 2010, but I'm not 100%
tight,
sure.
Isn't it? Oh dear.
2009, wasn't it?
It was 2009. And I think it was the 1995 FA Trophy final where Colin Fielder scored the fastest ever goal at Wembley for Woking in our 2-1 win over Kidderminster Harriers. How many FA Trophies?
No one can name how many Woking players.
How many FA Trophies have Torquay United won? I'll wait. Charlie, question three.
What a terrible brag.
Yeah. How many have you checked
out? Proud boast.
How many times have you been dumped by a woman? I'll wait.
Question three.
How many times do you ring your friends and say you're free on a Friday night and they say no? Well, I'll wait.
1958 Amateur Cup. I can keep going. 2010 Surrey Senior Cup.
Wow.
Question three. And question three. Ross Kitt for Charlie, this is. Ross County completed a jaw-dropping comeback to salvage their Scottish Premiership status with a sudden... It was very good, wasn't it? With a sudden death penalty shootout win over Partick Thistle in the playoff final. Who scored the winning pen for the Staggies? Was it A... Great nickname, by the way.
Staggies.
A, Josh Sims, B, George Harmon, or C, Jan Danda?
I know.
One would know the answer to that.
I know the first one's son, Little Sims.
Unless you're a fan of the teams involved.
Middle one.
George Harmon.
Yeah.
One out of three.
Oh, chin up.
Incorrect. The correct answer was Josh Sims. That's who I thought you were going to go with.
Josh Danda. Sims.
So, yeah.
Ian Danda.
Ian Danda, yeah. God. But what's his band called? Not Black Lace.
Leather and Lace.
That was not me trying to be funny. I genuinely
Black
forgot.
Lace.
Sorry, Dance.
Leather and Lace.
But two very different bands very altogether.
Get on.
Question
with
three,
it.
Andy. An get opportunity to level it now. Max Verstappen's victory at last weekend's Spanish Grand Prix was a landmark one. How many wins has you now notched up? A, 30 wins. B, 40 wins. Or C, 50 wins?
I'll say. He's been successful for two seasons. I'd say 40.
Correct. So we have a joint one-all scoreline today. A fine display of knowledge of the latest weird and wonderful sporting facts. So Paddy is giving both of you a £5 free bet. It just remains for me to ask, what are you going to go for?
I've not thought about it. Is it on tonight's game?
It can be something within the next 7 days. I would have
Fiorentina to win 2-1.
There you go.
I'm going draw in 90 minutes.
draw in 90 minutes. We'll see how you get on and reveal the winner and season totals next week.
Thank you, Ben.
You're welcome.
Is there any music now or anything?
I don't know. That's what happened.
Stab.
That's it. You just leave now, do you?
Let's go.
What's the Woking FC music? What do they run on to?
Town Called Malice by the Jam.
Oh, why do they run on to that?
Paul Weller's from Woking.
Is he though?
There you go.
Is he though, really?
They keep stealing the Stanley Road sign. They've had to, no, I'm not advocating that, by the way. I'm in enough trouble as it is.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there we are. Ben Fletcher there.
Thank you, Fletcher.
With Paddy's Challenge. It's Paddy's pick on a Tuesday. So it's Paddy's Challenge on a Wednesday. What a brilliant quiz. We both did very well, Andy, I thought.
Thank you very much, Charlie.
There we are.
I was just thinking, wouldn't it be exciting? The news about Jude Bellingham.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be exciting if the first you heard of a transfer was when it actually happened? I mean,
just as
because
it came
by the
out.
Time they say, "Oh, he's going to," you think, "Well, yeah, I knew that." You said that about 3 weeks ago, and there's been about 100 social media posts saying, "Well, he's on his way. He's going. He's done this." We know, so it's just not as exciting.
I can't remember who said it, but it's quite a nice idea that you don't know all summer. You don't know all summer who you've signed.
You just
turn up. Yeah, I can't remember who it was. Someone on this station's idea that was. If you can tell me, let me know. 810-89.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
There we are. That was that for today. Andy, I'm back tomorrow in your chair. You're on the phone.
You're on
the Zoom phone. For the birthday spread. Paul will be back. It'll all be back to normal. We'll see you again soon.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.